This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the blessings of the congregational prayers as regards to our ubudiyyah, our servitude of Allah? Now, dear listeners, it is great to have you with us. We're talking about the blessings of the congregational prayers when it deals with our ubudiyyah, our servitude of Allah. Now, dear friends, the religion of Islam has a significant social dimension. Unlike various other Abrahamic religions or other religions across the world, which focus on the individual aspect, Islam not only focuses on the individual aspect, but it also has a significant role in the social dimension of human society. And so, Islam has relied upon and emphasized this social dimension in many of its programs and ideological facts and concepts, especially through the blessed effects of unity, solidarity, and consistency. Now, the holding of the daily wajib prayers, the obligatory prayers in congregation, jama'ah, is one of these intellectual concepts and programs. So we find that one of the ways in which this social dimension has been emphasized and promoted is through congregational prayers. And what more beautiful, dear friends, than a group of Muslims, a society of Muslims coming together, congregating together, coming together as a single unity in solidarity, in consistency for the ubudiyyah and the worship and servitude of Allah.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Muridin, which means the whispered prayer of the devotees. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Glory be to you. How narrow are the paths for him whom you have not guided. How plain the truth for him whom you have guided on his way. My God, so make us travel on the roads that arrive at you, and set us into motion on the paths nearest to reaching you. Make near for us the far, and make easy for us the hard and difficult. Join us to your servants, those who hurry to you swiftly. Knock constantly at your door and worship you by night and by day, while they remain apprehensive in awe of you. You have purified their drinking places, taken them to the objects of their desire, granted their requests, accomplished their wishes through your bounty, filled their minds with your love, and quenched their thirst with your pure drink. Through you have they reached the pleasure of whispered prayer to you, and in you have they achieved their furthest goals. O he who comes toward those who come toward him, and grants gifts and bestows bounty upon them through tenderness, he is compassionate and clement toward those heedless of his remembrance, and loving and tender in drawing them to his door.
Welcome back to your listeners. It's an honor to have you with us in continuation to what we were saying, which was talking about the blessings of the congregational prayers in our Ubudiyah. We were saying how the congregational prayers show the social dimension of Ubudiyah. So the individual wajib obligatory prayers are the individual form, the individual manifestation of our Ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah. And the congregational prayers, the jama'at prayers, are the ones that are the manifestation of the social Ubudiyah of humanity. And so in the traditions, we find that there are great rewards for congregational prayers, some of which, for example, are cited as follows in Wasa'il al-Shia, volume number 5, page 375. We find a narration which reports from the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, where he says, "The prayer of one who hears the adhan, the call to prayer, but does not participate in the congregational prayer of Muslims for no justifiable reason at all, is worthless." Allahu Akbar. This, dear friends, is a very harsh or difficult or strict tradition coming from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. But we must remember that there is a great importance in the congregational prayers, in our ubudiyya, in our servitude to Allah. And there are many different reasons and wisdoms behind congregational prayers. And it is because of these great wisdoms, this hikmah of the congregational prayer, that it has been emphasized to such a great degree. And of course, we have been given the leeway. If there is a justifiable reason, then of course we do not need to attend the congregational prayer, as it is not wajib, obligatory. But that does not mean that we should do our very best to attend the congregational prayers, the jama'at prayers, as much as we can in order to enhance our ubudiyyah.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Manan,
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allah, ya Rahman.
حقق أماننا وفقنا في كل آن فيما سعينا يا الله يا منان حقق أماننا وفقنا في كل آن فيما سعينا. رجائي بالرضا والخير أنير طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
يا الله يا رحمن حقق أمانينا وفقنا في كل آن في مسائنا.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
What is faith? How do we judge, brothers and sisters, for true Islam, if we have iman even? What does God say in the Quran? Clear verse of Quran. Surah 8, verse number 1. What does God say? He says, وَعَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. Obey Allah and the Prophet. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you're a mu'min, if you believe, obey. Why is it in this verse that I shared with you that Allah mentions two sources? He says, وَعَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ. Why does God say, obey Allah and the Prophet? Why not just say, obey Allah? Don't you believe the Prophet's ma'asum? Yes, you believe the Prophet's ma'asum. So is the Prophet going to say anything that's different than Allah? He's going to say the same thing. Why mention both? Just say it's enough. Obey Allah. This, brothers and sisters, is a sensitive point that separates true Islam from fake Islam. Why does God mention both? Brothers and sisters, how do you and I determine that we're obeying Allah? A lot of people can make claims about obeying Allah. I'm obeying Allah. You're obeying Allah. Everybody says they're obeying Allah. How can you and I make a difference when we know that we're obeying Allah? You have to obey Allah's representative. You have to obey Allah's representative. Who is the wali of Allah? The wali of God. In true Islam, brothers and sisters, not secular Islam, not fake Islam, in true Islam, you and I don't have a choice when it comes to obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The verse is clear. وَعَطِيُوا اللَّهَ. Obey Allah وَرَسُولَهُ and obey His messenger. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you're a believer, obey.
يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ. يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي.
Welcome back, dear friends. Thanks for staying with us. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we've been talking about the importance and the blessings of congregational prayers, jama'at prayers, prayers that are conducted in unity, solidarity, and consistency with a group of followers together simultaneously, and how this congregational prayer enhances and strengthens our ubudiyyah. We talked about the importance of the congregational prayer in the words of the Messenger of Allah, and how that Islam has a very significant social dimension, which is manifested in one of its ways in the congregational prayers. Now we find again another tradition that in Man La Yadhur Al-Faqih, volume number 1, page 377, that disparaging the congregational prayers is tantamount to disparaging Allah. Again, a very serious, a very seemingly strict tradition. And this, of course, is for people where congregational prayers are readily available. They are, for example, next door, and people decide not to go. They leave the masjid and the mosques empty. Now there's another tradition in Mustadrak al-Wasail, volume number 1, page 488, where it says that constant participation in congregational prayers saves a person from becoming a munafiq, a hypocrite. So again, connecting this to our ubudiyyah, our servitude of Allah, surely we realize how important congregational prayers are when it comes to our servitude of Allah. And in Kanzul Ummal, volume number 8, hadith tradition number 22815, we find a tradition where it says, and there are rewards for every step taken towards congregational prayers, and the mosque. Very beautiful secrets and blessings in the congregational prayers as related to our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. لبيك